You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
When it comes to boxing fans, nobody is truer than the Mexican boxing fan. I kid you not. Talk about pugilism personified from like 4 or 5 years old. Of course, guys turn pro down there at the age of 13, 14, sometimes 15. Julio Cesar Chavez, the iconic figure that he was, turned pro, I believe, at the age of 16. But I've got to say this, okay? Canelo Alvarez is the world middleweight champion. Of course, he's just renounced the WBC title at 160 pounds. And now the 41-1-1 junior middleweight, former middleweight champion, of course, is now dropping down to 154 pounds after tentatively agreeing to fight the much-avoided Gennady Golovkin, the pound-for-pound best, according to Larry Merchant, the former HBO godfather. 35-0, 32 KOs is Triple G. Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, it was supposed to happen. Of course, Canelo Alvarez taken out now. He's going to fight September the 17th, Liam Smith. And, of course, he's coming to us from the UK. He is the WBO, the World Boxing Organization, 154-pound champion. I think he's 25-0-1 with something like 15 whacks. But the bottom line is, this is not a fight that the Mexican people want. They wanted him to fight Canelo Alvarez. They wanted Canelo Alvarez, of course, and Gennady Golovkin to fight. And, Zach, are we going to see a blowback on this one? Can there be a flashback on Canelo Alvarez? Do you think possibly he would change opponents if public opinion went totally against him?
I don't know if he'd necessarily change opponents, but I do think that there's going to be a backlash. I mean, I've already seen a lot of the backlash against him. I saw a lot of Canelo fans, and, you know, now I'm seeing a lot of people that can't really make excuses for the guy. It's like, you can't tell me Liam Smith is a bigger name than Golovkin or brings more money to the table. And not only that, but Canelo Alvarez is fighting at a weight that he claimed he couldn't make anymore.
Would you associate Canelo Alvarez's name with the two words punk ass? And let's be honest, that's some punk ass stuff to basically agree to a fight, tell people you're going to take a fight, take another fight with the agreement that you were going to fight Golovkin afterwards, because they gave him that Amir Khan fight, that easy fight against the smaller Khan with the soft chin. They gave him that fight and paid him all kinds of money to do it with the basically a verbal agreement that he was going to fight Golovkin.
That is a good point. I mean, they gave him a soft opponent. He was supposed to fight Golovkin just like Cotto was supposed to fight Golovkin, just like Martinez was. Like, these guys just are not fighting Golovkin, and it's too bad because they're wasting, like, the prime years of a great fighter. And as far as this fight goes, I don't even think this is the best guy that Canelo could have fought at 154. Yep. I think he could have fought the Charlos. You know, there's a couple guys. He could have fought Andrade, but he fights this guy who nobody outside of the UK has ever even heard of.
Okay, outside of Mexico, though, the flashback, I'm reading different blogs, things like that. Even the Filipino fans were a little disappointed. They were hoping to see Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. That's not going to happen. Let's talk about something that did happen tonight. Of course, I'm talking about Keith Thurman, the WBA welterweight champion, 147 pounds, probably the best welterweight in the world, or 1A with the Kell Brook, the IBF title holder. Kell Brook took the title from Sean Porter about 16 months ago. And, of course, Sean Porter was in the ring tonight with Keith Thurman. They went at it in the end of 12 rounds. Of course, it was a 7-5 as far as the rounds were concerned. The scores 115-113. Thurman now 27-0, 22 whacks. Porter losing for the second time. Of course, losing that one fight to Kell Brook. I got to ask you, 7-5, that was a close fight. How close was it? It was very intense. I couldn't score it, but it was very intense.
It was a very close fight. I thought the right guy won. I thought the scorecards were right. I mean, I thought it was just a great night for boxing. I mean, what did you think of the fight?
Well, I thought it was a great night for boxing as well. I mean, you know, there was like almost 400 power punches thrown in 12 rounds between these two guys. In fact, Thurman had a 203-177 edge in these power punches. That means right hands being thrown from the right side. So, you know, I give these guys their props. They came to fight, they delivered, and I think it was a good fight for network television. CBS TV came back and showed this fight on CBS, and I think it's just great. It was prime time, 8:30 on the east coast, 5:30 on the west coast. So I just thought it struck all the bells tonight. And, you know, I really think that that's what premier boxing champions needs. I think Al Haymon needs about four or five of those fights on CBS and ABC or NBC, some of the bigger networks, Fox maybe, and he'll cultivate a sport. He'll cultivate a new group of boxing fans a sport has never seen before. I'm talking about the millennials. The millennials got to get into boxing. If the millennials got into boxing, boxing will go through the roof.
They got to make it trend on Twitter.
Mike Mile Alvarado's winning tonight, 36-4, now 24 KOs. He shook off some early stuff against Josh Torres. Torres coming in vastly inexperienced, 15-4, left at 15-5. That was in, down in Dallas, Texas at the Bomb Factory. But I got to tell you, at the end of the day, poor Alvarado, he took so many punches in a couple of fights back. Remember, was it Provodnikov that just beat the snot out of him? Was it Provodnikov that almost handed him his head?
It was Provodnikov. Marquez did a good job of handing him his head. Rios, I mean, there was a string of fights that were just very rough for Mike Alvarado.
And all and four of those losses were ass-kickings, weren't they?
They were all pretty bad.
The scores tonight, and Alvarado has lowered himself to fighting in 8-round main events. I kid you not. Scores are 77-6, 77-76, which means even, 78-74, and 77-75 as far as the rounds or the points were concerned. In the co-feature, 2008 Russian Olympian, a former world title challenger, Matt Korobov, a guy that Pedro thought that was like boxing Viagra. Didn't happen. 26-1, 13 KOs. A unanimous win over Texas' Brian Vera, 23-11 now. Brian Vera just never made it. Brian Vera had that one shot, had one good fight. Outside of that, just an average fighter.
Right. He had, well, I mean, he beat Andy Lee, correct? That was the guy who beat Andy Lee.
Yeah, that was his claim to fame.
And he also got that kind of, a lot of people thought he beat Julio Cesar Chavez in their fight.
He did beat Julio Cesar Chavez in that fight, but he got, you know, he wanted the elevator and got the shaft. All right, let's just switch gears real quick. This guy, you know, you and I have been hot on him tonight. He looked fabulous. I'm talking about the IBF heavyweight title holder, Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Even Dominic said, this kid's fantastic, man. 6'7", fought a guy that was actually taller than him. And Dominic Brazil came in 17-0, an outstanding amateur out of Alhambra, California, with 15 whacks. But TKO in 7, the time was 1-1, dropped him twice. I got to tell you, Joshua is boxing Viagra without having to take the pills. You don't have to take a pill to get up to watch him.
You know what? He put it together tonight. I mean, this was the toughest test that he's had so far. And I honestly thought Dominic Brazil deserved some credit because he took some hard shots, and even the commentators were talking about how shocked they were that he was still standing. So he gets some credit for being as tough as he was, because a lot of people thought that Joshua was just going to tear through him.
The son of the UK legend, I'm talking about former WBO 168-pound champion Chris Eubank Sr., Chris Eubank Jr., 23-1 now, 18 whacks, fresh off that 4-round KO over Tom Doran on Saturday, take it back on Friday. Over there in the UK, he says he wants Gennady Golovkin. Here's a guy that's calling out Golovkin. He's not scared of him. That's sort of good.
That is good. And do you think he has a chance? I like his chances more than Billy Joe Saunders' chances.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think we should play that Don King thing about as far as chances are concerned when you come to fighting Gennady Golovkin. You've got Slim and none, and guess what? Slim just left town. Guess what? We've got open phone lines all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, all over the place. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing is happening. Talking tweeting. And the address is, of course, at Taco Man Radio. So we've still got some things to talk about, some headlines as well. Outside of only Von Miller was a dick. Von Miller was a dick at a club called the Playhouse Nightclub in L.A. on Thursday. Guess who was there? Draymond Green was there. Rick Ross was there. Busta Rhymes was there. Nicki Minaj was there. The bottom line is they was all hanging with the stars. But Draymond shaking off that loss to the Cavs 2 days later. What the hell? Taking it to the bank, baby. You're tuned to Sports Byline. That was your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO. This is Sports Byline.